Demonstrators wore anti-pipeline slogan t-shirts, blowing whistles, and taped off the room as a climate crime scene. The demonstrators refused to leave the private hearing and were arrested for assault by trespass. The hearing is limiting access to participants only. The public can listen to the submissions in another location. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed one of America's toughest gun control laws. The law calls for a stricter assault weapon ban and provisions to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill.
This news break was brought to you by People of Interest.
Today on People of Interest, we heard from panelists for Idle No More at the U of W last Friday. For more local, national, and international news, please visit our website, ckuw.ca, to download or stream the audio from today's program. Listen to featured interviews and other content on our blog, ckuwnews.ca.
Or tune in
every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 8 a.m.
on 95.9 FM.
And now, another eco fact brought to you by Ecopia. Come visit us in the mezzanine level of the Bowman Student Center.
Did you know that you don't actually have to rinse your recyclables? The process of recycling removes all food debris, so you can save water by throwing them in the recycling bin unwashed.
This winter, Big Fun is back! Running January 24th to 27th, the Big Fun Festival features over 30 local and out-of-town artists performing at venues all over downtown Winnipeg. Advance passes are $40 and are available at Into the Music, Music Trader, and online at TicketWorkshop.com. A festival pass gets you into 12 shows to see the likes of Brooklyn hip-hop artist Leaf, Edmonton act Doug Hoyer, and local favorites Cannon Bros and Liptonians. Complete details can be found at BigFunFestival.com. The Big Fun Festival is proudly sponsored by Vantage Studios, Green Apple, Half Pint, CKUW 95.9 FM, and UFM 101.5 FM. Riding on,
riding on. No.
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 No. No. No. I didn't do that. I didn't. No. No.
No. No. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Yep.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
If that
yes,
makes any sense
yes.
at all.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage.
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
personality.
Talk
personality.
Smile
personality.
Charm
personality.
Love
personality.
Plus you got a great big heart. Now over,
over and over.
And over,
over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over,
over and over.
And over,
over and over.
What more can I do? 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
personality.
Talk
personality.
Smile
personality.
Charm
personality.
Love
personality.
And plus you got a great big heart. Now over,
over and over.
And over,
over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over,
over and over.
And over,
over and over.
What more can I do? Whoa, whoa. I said that I loved you over and over, honey, 'cause it's the truth. Over and over, they still says I'm a fool. But over and over. fool for you. Cause you've got
personality.
Walk
with personality.
Talk
with personality.
Smile
with personality.
Charm
with personality.
Love
with personality.
Plus you got a great big heart. Now over,
over and over.
And over,
over and over.
Whoa,
over
I'll
and
be
over.
A fool for you. Now over
and over,
what more can I do?
And welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM. A very special show for you today. We have with us Ben from Classical Gas Admissions. Amazing, amazing blog. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, I'm back again with more classical gassy goodness.
Yes, and for those who don't know, just type it in your Google right now on your little phone or you're at home with your computer, because it's a fantastic blog that I cannot endorse enough. It's one of the reasons this show is still alive today, and we're lucky enough to have the guy that organizes it all and gets all the weird stuff on the airwaves for you to talk a little about his latest crop that he's been getting as of late.
Yeah, usually, well, during the course of the spring and summer, I go for work trips throughout Manitoba, and I usually try to make an effort to stop at the thrift stores. And there's some of my favorite thrift stores. One's, we have Neepawa first on the list of finds there. They have a book and tape shop there, as well as a thrift store. So usually I'll spend a couple hours digging through the book and tape shop. And the first one I have is the official Manitoba song.
The official. It's not the unofficial.
It's the official song of Manitoba, which was done in 1970 for Manitoba's 100th birthday. Mm. And promptly in 1971, they forgot about it. And you haven't heard about it since.
Yeah. Does anybody remember the Manitoba song? We'll see.
Yeah, this is the rock version, not the traditional sounding version that they came out with, but the rock version by some fly-by-night band called The Fifth.
And you found this in Neepawa?
Yes, on a 45.
All right. The Fifth, Manitoba, here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. Manitoba's official song.
Yes.
And I bet you've never heard that, audience. I bet you've never... give us a call in this next song break. Have you actually ever heard the Manitoba official song? I don't know what... How did that get lost?
I don't know. The way I discovered it was actually on an old tape from school's opening exercises, and they played it after the Lord's Prayer.
That would be awesome at the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Like, cleanse the palate. It would be great. Oh.
Anyway.
So we got up next Stereo Gold Award.
Stereo Gold Award was another, I guess they were another studio band that I guess tried to make a little bit of money by releasing their own covers, you know, trying to trick people into buying them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fooling them into thinking they're the originals, and of course they're not. So we get to hear a wonderful Nazareth cover. Actually, it's a Joni Mitchell song, but is it a Joni Mitchell?
I think so. Well, look
that up. I
think
it's Joni Mitchell.
So it's a cover of a cover, and then covered once again.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like one of those overdubbed tapes that just keep getting worse and deteriorating.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's... This Flight Tonight.
Yeah, and you find a lot of these out there. City, I can't find these A-tracks anywhere. But
no, this one's an LP, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually have it sitting right here.
Solid gold.
Yeah, they always try to put beautiful pictures of, you know, nearly,
of, like,
naked,
rocking people.
Nearly naked women on the covers here.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that I adopted that from the Italians, but... I think it was Italian Records started. Yeah. But anyway, let's hear some Solid Gold Award, This Flight Tonight, here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse seem better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Because
Yeah. Stereo Gold.
They deserve an award in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Award winning, because it's in the title, with 12 tops. Anyway, yeah, those, I'm sure a few people might have found those 12 tops albums. They're, you know, people will buy album covers for the covers, or certain albums just for the covers.
So. For the covers, or because, you know, it's $1.99 in a record bin, and it has all their favorite songs on it, right?
Yeah, done by whoever, we will never know.
Exactly.
But we did get a call in from the fifth song that we played, the fifth Manitoba.
Yeah.
And apparently, one of the Guess Who members is in the fifth.
Wow.
Yeah. Did not know that. Thank you, caller. You can always call us 774-6877 to contribute to the wacky insanity that is Amateur Hour. So we're moving on to some more Canadian mythology here.
Yes, these guys are from Saskatchewan. They're called the Panio Brothers. They, I guess they're a drunken waltz band. And the song they do is about Pierre Trudeau. I found this on a 45, and a couple months later I actually found one of their albums, which is, I don't know, I guess pretty amazing. Because I've never heard of them.
Okay.
It's
Trudeau here on Amateur Hour, 95.9 FM.
A man by the name of Pete, with a story hard to beat, flew out to BC to relax and to ski.
Barbara and everyone, fond dreams of faint hopes are gone. Pierre in disguise had struck in surprise, was wed at 51.
St. Stephen's was in a trance, preparing in advance for a groom that would Sinclair's reply on a plane arriving from France. All was quiet and still. Suddenly Parliament Hill was shattered and bolted, excited and jolted with a change in the run of the mill. For westward news were announced. Marriage was pronounced that now our Pierre through Margaret Sinclair his master on hand renounced.
And the deputy was in a muddle, since spoken a thing a fuddle-duddle. Therefore in his stress he had to digress, and his cabinet met in a huddle.
Him, Tommy and John, Saskatchewan's native son. Best wishes resounded, confused and confounded, since Trudeau and Ryan had won.
To Pierre and Mark as his choice, Canadians joined their voice, that he and his wife find joy in their life, in peace and blessings. Rejoice.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions, who stopped by with his thrift store finds, and some of them have been pretty incredible so far. Yes. We just heard the Piano Brothers with It's Trudeau.
The Panio Brothers.
Panio.
Yeah, I call them pantyhose when I first saw the album.
Had this kind of like weird dyslexic moment there.
Yeah. And moving over to the Neepawa thrift store.
Oh, another one from Neepawa.
Yes. Well, there's two thrift stores, so I'm gonna.
Oh,
I'm gonna find.
Are they in competition with each other? Do they?
I don't think so.
Mouth each other.
Or? One more specializes in books and tapes and videotapes, and one's just you know old ladies' clothing and things.
But every once in a while, you find a gem.
Oh yeah, they got a big shelf there full of CDs and records and things like that. So I always pop into both, and I found this album by Butterfingers. I think it's a children's album, but I don't know. The content's a little
bit... Oh,
yes. The content is somewhat questionable whether children should be listening to this or not. I don't know. But
is it one of those ones that are kind of bordering on sober psychedelia? Kind of.
I don't know about psychedelia, but you know, stuff that maybe adults would get a kick out of more than kids. I don't know. But yeah, the song I chose off of this one is called Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly, yeah. And I think it's just, you know, just give it a listen and you'll see why I chose it.
All right, Jelly Belly from Butterfingers here on Amateur Hour, CKW 95.9 FM.
Put your finger on your nose, bend your knees and touch your toes. Give your jelly belly a good shake. Just woke up from a midday nap and the dog stole your ditch. Now you gotta get him back. You ran outside and was last seen headed for the lake. Oh, your hair looks funny like you dipped your head in honey, and a good whoopee cushion doesn't cost a lot of money. Well, you run across the lawn and your butt is bare. The dog's still chewing on your underwear. Sooner, you don't know what. Everybody's getting tired of looking at your butt. The dog don't know the difference between clothes and food. Oh, your hair looks funny like you dipped your head in honey. And a good whoopee cushion doesn't cost a lot of money. A dollar for a dozen, it's a present for your cousin. And the last thing you'll want to do is dance a jelly boogaloo with Murray, Murray, Murray.
I think I'm just stupider after that one. Obviously not one of those, man, let's learn MathNet type scenarios for kids' music.
Not
it's
at
more
all.
Like, let's just get silly.
But like you pointed out while we were playing that, it sounds a lot like Ween.
What Butterfingers, what were they smoking? Let's move on.
Yeah, exactly.
The Brothers-in-Law.
The Brothers-in-Law. I found this album in the Dauphin Hodgepodge. Yeah, they have two thrift stores there as well. Yeah. They have one in the back of the Hodgepodge and one just regular thrift store. Again, you know, with old ladies' clothes and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've played these guys before,
haven't
you?
Oh, yeah. They're the classic satirical Canadian band. Yeah. But, I mean, it's always great. Like, it's really great kind of funny albums for the time. But like I said, it's like Canadian satirical political music. I mean, you know.
On the ARC label.
It's got some really good ones. Canada, USA, I've played a few times. But you got this this great little song here that's still relevant after all this time.
It certainly
it
is.
It is one of these ones that have kind of stand the test of time here.
Yep.
It's called Lullaby to a Spoiled Brat.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's actually, I actually have to say it's decent.
It's decent.
Decent, and it's funny, and it's tolerable. Not like some of the other stuff we're going to play yet.
No.
No.
So consider yourself lucky. This is your last warning to jump ship here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse even better. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a Thunderbird. And if you don't like that kind of car, Daddy will get you a Jaguar. And if the Jaguar offends, Daddy will buy you a Mercedes-Benz. And if the Mercedes-Benz won't do, you can have a Ferrari too. If the Ferrari isn't your choice, Daddy's gonna get you a new Rolls Royce. If you don't like the Rolls, we'd better have a talk. Cause after that, baby, you can damn well walk.
You hear that?
For all the drivers out there.
And we're back here in Amateur Hour with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions going through all his thrift store finds. And we've come to one of the ones I haven't heard yet that's really...
you haven't heard this?
Very interested in this one.
You have not heard this yet?
I don't
yet?
Think I have heard
oh,
this.
Oh, you're in for a real treat. There seems to be some kind of a market for religious aerobic workouts out there. Because I posted a video on YouTube with... was it Gospel Aerobics, I think it's called. And yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I have a, this is a cassette tape called, what is it, Aerobic Praise? Yeah, it's Aerobic Praise. And in one channel, I think it's the right or the left channel, you have somebody, you have Christian music playing, really bad 80s Christian music. And in the other channel, you got somebody giving out commands, you know, aerobic, you know, for aerobic workouts.
Yeah.
So it's just a mishmash and it just doesn't work. Why did they do this?
I mean, I don't think most of the aerobic records actually work, but yeah,
most of them work, but this one just doesn't, and you'll see why when you.
But
play it,
it is Canadian, so that's pretty interesting.
I think everything I brought here is Canadian.
Fantastic. So, because I guess people, you know, from rural towns don't go outside.
No,
the country to bring back music. Maybe some Don Ho albums. I don't know.
That's possible. Lawrence Welk.
Yeah. So here's some aerobic praise here on Amateur Hour. Bad is good, worse, any better. CKUW 95.9 FM. It's important to stretch before this song. And pray.
Welcome to Aerobics Praise 2. Break away from the common way. Let's get fit. Set 1, shoulder curl, rocking your hips from side to side.
From the common way.
production values on that album are fantastic,
aerobic
aren't they?
Aerobic praise. You know, getting overpowered by the music.
Yeah.
Didn't come with an instructional booklet.
No,
so
not
you don't even know what to do. I'm just, you know, lifting my arm.
Yeah. Well, at least you got a workout.
Leg and, you know, I don't know what it, you know. I guess maybe everything's in the prayer position. Maybe?
Yeah, they should, instead of, you know, raise, they should go pray, pray.
Pray, yeah. Yeah. Praise, 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 2, 3. Switch it around. Right praise, left praise. So that was aerobic praise. Another yeah. great thrift store find
From the Christian Wheat Belt.
With the Christian Wheat Belt.
Yeah, I call it the Christian Wheat Belt, the southern Manitoba area.
And anyways, what's next on our thrift store?
This is some reverend guy who made his own album.
Ooh. Reverend Vanity album.
Ray Jamond. I think that's how you pronounce that name, Jamond. Ray Jamond doing a song called Our Father.
Our Father.
Yeah, the mix on this one's really bad too. He's louder than the music, and my favorite part about the song is the little trumpet solo that comes in about halfway through.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Ray Jamond. The Christian Wheat Belt Hit Parade keeps on coming here on Amateur Hour. From Bad is Good and Worse Seem Better. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we lift our hearts to worship you. Your love is everlasting, and we praise you forevermore. We praise you forevermore. May your name be holy and ever glorified. May your kingdom come among us as we live our lives. Teach us all to do your will as those who share your glory do. And let us not be led away from you. Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we lift our hearts to worship you. Your love is everlasting, and we praise you forevermore. We praise you forevermore. Give us bread from heaven and feed us with your word. Shed your light upon the world and let your voice be heard. May your mercy be on us as we show others mercy too. And let us not be led away from you. Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we lift our hearts to worship you. Your love is everlasting, and we praise you forevermore. We praise you forevermore. Mm-hmm. In the shelter of your arms, keep us safe from every harm. For power and glory are yours. In your kingdom forever, our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we lift our hearts to worship you. We praise your name forevermore. We praise you forevermore.
Praise him.
Do we have any listeners left after that?
Wow. Oh, you did it, Ray. Ray German, our father. Oh, we're getting a little misty here.
Kudos to the trumpet player.
Wow, the trumpet solo came out of nowhere. It was, and when it kicked into high gear, it was amazing. So, we're with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions, who goes out into rural Manitoba and the thrift stores there and finds this wacky, weird stuff that he posts on his blog that we play in here on Amateur Hour. And let me ask you, can you give some tips for the people that are scavenging for the thrift store finds? And
of course I can.
Like, how do you find like something like that in a sea of Christian vanity music that exists in the rural thrift store circuit?
Well, that one's off a CD, so I try to look for the CDs that look like they were made at home, or you know, burned, or you know, have low catalog numbers or no catalog numbers actually.
If it doesn't have a barcode, it's probably a good indication.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no barcode and no catalog number, you got a pretty good find, and usually no copyright. Although this one actually has one for some reason. I don't know why.
I thought that song was for God. You know, I don't think there's any royalties coming out.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much. Oh yeah, and read the fine print. If you find something that's looks kind of cheap and has not really any credits to any artists on it, but it has a lot of your favorite songs on it, chances are it's not really them. And
well, I mean, that's probably maybe what you're looking for, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, and read the fine print, too, because sometimes it actually says these are not done by the original artists, or these are cover versions.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever found a way that you could sample what you're listening to, or is it just like you just... Or you, like, have you ever had a experience where you got something and you thought it was amazing and it wasn't, or
it just
died and you couldn't, it was... scratched of a CD or...
Oh, yeah, lots of times I've picked... Well, I usually try to, look at the CDs before I buy them. If they look like they've been, run over by a car 300 times, then I'm not going to buy it. Yeah, and actually there was a guy on another blog, I think it's called Tape Findings or something that. Yeah. And what he does is he goes into a thrift store with a Walkman and actually listens to the tapes before he buys them to see if he's got anything interesting there.
So if you do have a Walkman lying around, old Walkman, I mean, that's a really good way to do it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that, but I don't have a Walkman. Got rid of mine when I was a kid.
I will sponsor you. I will get you a Walkman.
Thank you, sir.
Sponsor you, because you just keep bringing me some amazing music week in, week out on this show. So I will sponsor that. I have an extra Walkman for
fantastic
for your journey. All right. We just made a business deal here on Amateur Hour.
Yes.
That is good. We're seeing better. So next up we have, speaking of which, the bands that really don't exist.
Yeah, another A-track. Actually, this A-track kind of sounds similar to the guy who was singing back there all warbly. This is off another sound-alike A-track, which these generally don't play very well in my machine for some reason. And it's not just one. It's every single one of them has problems playing. And so I try to get it to
this,
play.
This is known as cash grab music right here.
Exactly.
This is just a bunch of amateur artists copying people's hits made on a format that's I mean, even if it was 8-track, it was probably the cheapest 8-track they could probably make it on.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel tape, bottom of the barrel cartridge, bottom of the barrel everything.
So let's hear what bottom of the barrel sounds like as we take a walk on the wild side with Sound Alike Music here on Amateur Hour 95.9 FM CKUW.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. She said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. She says, hey, honey, take a walk on that wild side. And the colored girls go, do, 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they say, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. They say, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came to hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, should have seen him go, go, go. I said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Jackie, she is just fading away. Thought she was James Dean for the day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do, 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 do.
That was some guy from some Sound Alike Music. Mr. Fine Print there with Walk on the Wild Side. You're listening to Amateur Hour here.
Yeah, that was actually from Portage La Prairie. I found that one.
Oh.
But, you know, it almost doesn't matter. I find these all over the place.
And, I mean, that comes in quadraphonic sound.
It does. You can buy Sound Alike Music on quadraphonic 8-tracks in all four channels.
You can hear all four channels sucking at the same time. okay. So we got one heck of a find here. I am looking forward to hearing this.
You are? Why?
Because I have no idea. It's a mystery box, this thing.
Okay. Jim and Helen's Keyboard Favorites is the that's the name of the album.
Jim and Helen from Winkler, Manitoba.
Yeah,
recorded this back in 2000.
Yeah, and they did a fantastic cover of the Beatles' Obla Dee Obla Da.
Oh. But it's like, what, how many? Like, they fill up the whole tape, right?
Yeah, they
it's
fill
like,
up the whole tape.
Like
what else?
19, 20 songs.
When the Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again, Love Letters in the Sand, yeah. Waltzing Matilda. Yeah, lots of fantastic songs on here.
Jim and Helen hitting up all the seniors' complexes, playing for everybody.
Of course.
Trying to sell a tape or two.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Jim and Helen's big hit, Obla-Di-Obla-Da, here on Amateur Hour, Bad's Good, More Seem Better, CKW 95.9 FM. Yeah.
I want to go to a Jim and Helen concert.
Yeah. Move over Cosmopolitans.
Yes.
Jim and Helen are coming for you. Wow. That was amazing. I need to get more of that. That's, yeah. Wow.
I've already promised him a whole copy of this
album. Yeah, we're gonna be playing a lot more of that. That's my favorite genre right now.
Okay.
Rural keyboard instrumentals. Yep. Okay, so we got a little more in the last. We're almost at the end of the show here. We're on the last 10 minutes, so we gotta squeeze in a few more here. Yeah. American pick hit artists. What's that?
Yeah, another A track of randomly picked studio musicians recording their most favorite hits. Top 10 Rock 1977. This album is called Volume 3.
Volume 3.
I haven't found Volumes 1, 2, 4, and 5. I have Volume 6 though.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to play that really quickly. We'll come back and set up a couple other ones here on Amateur Hour.
This is a Boston cover.
It's a Boston cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Poor you.
It's like even the thing. It's like, it's already bad to begin with. Here we go.
Yeah.
American Picket Artists with Long Time. You listen to Amateur Hour. CKW 95.9 FM.
I think I should be
taking my time. Here on Amateur Hour, again, we're joined with Ben from Classical Gas Admissions, and for the last hour, he's been treating us with some of his thrift store finds he finds in rural Manitoba when he goes out for work, and we just heard another classic 8-track rip-off artist.
With another sexy lady on the cover, too. Yeah.
It's all about the sexy ladies, and it doesn't matter what compilation, how bad it is.
Sex will sell it.
Yeah, it's really the sexy ladies that are selling it.
Yeah.
So... we got a time for another couple, or just a couple here. Marcy, what's with Marcy?
Marcy is a.
oh no!
Yes, it's a children's album.
Yeah,
a religious children's album.
It started at $1.98.
Yeah,
for it only dropped 98 cents. It was a dollar.
Yeah, Marcy. They have an album called Marcy Sings to $1.98 Children.
Oh, yeah. Is this like Little Marcy?
Yeah, like Little Marcy. Oh, except I think it's older.
Yeah, little Marcy. Yeah, when I guess she gets older, and Smokey the Bear won't talk to her anymore, or something like that. So yeah, here's some classic religious fodder from Marcy.
Right from the Christian wheat belt.
Here on Amateur Hour, Bad is Good, More Seem Better. We'll be right back with one more song to let you go on, and then Stu with the Twang Trust coming up. Yeah, Marcy. You hear that? Frowners never win.
Never.
Never win here on Amateur Hour. And we got time for one more.
Yeah.
One more from our good friends at Classical Gas Admissions.
Friends? How many friends do I have? How many personalities do I have? I have a couple anyway. This is Ricky King that we're going to listen to. The album's in German, so I can't read anything off of here. All I know is this is a Boney M. cover.
A Boney M. German cover.
Yeah, he sounds like he's playing it like Dwayne Eddy, I suppose.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming on, Ben.
Not a problem.
It's been great. And again, go check out Classical Gas Admissions if you like the music that you're hearing today. You can download some of it. It's a fantastic resource, especially for this show and for any audiophiles out there.
And there's more to come, always.
Yeah. So we're going to leave you with Ricky King, Rivers of Babylon, and we'll be handing things over to Stu and the Twang Trust, who plays both kinds of music, just like us. Amateur Hour plays both kinds. Worse and better. There we go.
your voice keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
Tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM. We're a campus-based community radio station located in the University of Winnipeg at 515 Portage Avenue. Our transmitter is located in Osborne Village, and we broadcast with 450 watts of community power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The wide variety of music on this radio station won't be played anywhere else, and all the programming is done by our volunteers from the community. If you want to get in touch with us, give us a call at 786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca.
Grab yourself a pen and some paper. It's time for CKW's Community Cupboard. Announcements and resources from and in your community. If you have a public service announcement or a community resource to share, contact us at 786-9782 or email ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca.
Hey kids! Kani Kanichik is pleased to offer the Butterfly Club. It's an after-school program for girls age 9 to 13. Starting now,